is 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, your chronicler. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, coming up, Victor Boot from Russia on the state of the world. Again, we stop thermonuclear war, the latest developments on Ukraine. And then we're going to look at the battle to restore our republic with another special guest. All right. Here we are. And the globalists' only plan, only thing they have left, is to try to get us to infight and destroy ourselves in, and to exaggerate bad things Trump's done, and to get us to abandon Trump. No, when he does stuff that isn't right, or his people do, we get after him. Most of the time, he course corrects. But he's going to be in for the next few years. We got the midterms coming in. We want to get good people elected there. And we want to continue the work of Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. So it is a no-brainer. And a lot of the left and the media runs these things like, oh, Jones turned on Trump, or Jones is against Trump, he's for Trump. No, it's very simple, logical. When the Trump admin does something bad that we think's wrong, we expose it, and most of the time they course correct. When they do stuff that's right, we get behind it, we cheerlead it. It is so simple, it is so logical. But we know Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris, that are gearing up to run again, are bad news. And we certainly don't sit there with the left cheering on infighting and just get on board with that because we get attention from them. But so many people do that, and they put out lies and disinformation, claiming that TPUSA was involved in killing Charlie Kirk, and it's in alignment with the Democrats, and those very people get boosted by YouTube, boosted by the system, while we're all banned. And so if they don't know they're working for the system, they're really stupid, and I don't think they're stupid. So that's where I am right now on this. And we've been revealing a lot of stuff, not here on the show today, but on this Christmas Day on X at Real Alex Jones with reports that are being filed. So be sure and go to Real Alex Jones on X. You'll also get posted on Infowars.com so you can see the latest on the attempts to bring down Make America Great Again from people that claim they're our friends, and all the evidence points towards being redcoat mercenaries of the globalists. And then remember that our sponsor is you. We don't work for the Israelis or the Qataris or the Chinese or the Russians or the Republicans or Democrats or anything. I say what I think's right. My crew does. We cover the news. And if you think it's important, you think it should be supported, that you are the backers. You are the sponsors. You decide. And I ask you now on this blessed Christmas day to think about, when's the last time you went to the AlexJonesStore.com? Maybe some of you never did. Maybe a lot of you did love the product. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Iris CMOS, all the new products that have come in, the highest quality rated best type of creatine. We have the gummies, 5 milligrams per. Incredible, not just for your muscles, but for your brain. The effects there are even better. Everybody knows about creatine, the muscles and things, but including the heart. But what about the brain? It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own that. So if the bad guys are successful at shutting down InfoWars, doesn't matter, because thealexjonesstore.com has built the backup network, the Alex Jones Network, and it funds InfoWars. So going there and getting the products is essential to this operation. You decide whether we stay on air or not. And when I flog this stuff, it's because we're in the red. We're entering the red. We need to come through. If we didn't have all these legal battles, the Democrats stay on air, we'd be 24 hours a day and in the black, and reporters all over the country. But because the enemy attacks, we're struggling, but having an incredible effect in the third dimension, waking people up. So on this blessed Christmas day, I am extremely thankful for all of you and your giving, your time, your energy, your word of mouth, your prayer, your support for this broadcast. I've given you all I've got. I leave it all on the field. And in the end, I see us winning. And that's all because of God. All glory goes to God, his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So on this blessed Christmas, we thank God for sending his only begotten son to stand in the middle and take on our sins and transmute our sins so that God can forgive us, because in the universe, nothing's free. And God had to make that sacrifice for us. So God, thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, we love you. God, we love you. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I thank you so much for the crew, my family, everybody else. But really, the listeners of the family, the viewers of the family, we're all one family. I want to tell you, I love you so much on this Christmas. I want to thank you for everything you've done, that we've done something really special together. We're the good guys standing against evil, and nobody can take that away. God's watching. Never forget that. Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I cracked the code, now the voltage Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexshowstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, 2,200 plus years ago, the father of philosophy, Plato, said that Atlantis was a real place. He even said where Troy was. They thought he was wrong. They found it a decade ago. He said it existed out in the Atlantic Ocean. They had some free energy source, flying ships, automaton robots, and that the power source blew up and darkened the skies for many years and caused a mini ice age. Now, whether Atlantis existed or not, we're there now. We have the power to blow the surface of the planet up 50 to 100 times and kill everybody. And so whether Atlantis existed or not, it exists now, and we're it. And are we going to blow ourselves up? NATO started the war in the last 15 years. It was part of their plan. Victoria Nuland's testified. They pushed the Russians into responding by encircling them. The United States would never have put up with 10% of this crap. So we have the headlines on Drudge. And we're, oh, Trump sides with Russia. Zelensky arrogantly said he won't even read the peace plan. Even though Russia could take Ukraine anytime it wants. But they don't want to give NATO the excuse to go in. They made a deal to turn it over if the United States will police it and have a deal to not have NATO expansion. They don't want that. Now Zelensky, Trump said, you're a dictator 2 days ago. He said, fine, I'll have elections if NATO comes in and oversees it. So under martial law, I'll have elections. Yeah, right. This is a nightmare. But the good news is, Trump is fed up. He's been fed up. He's tried to, you know, pressure Zelensky. Russia has gone a long way with what Trump wanted. This is a good strategic deal for everybody, a great business deal for everybody. And it's all come to a head. Zelensky has until Christmas. Just 15 days. To accept this deal, or the United States is going to basically pull all its support out of NATO, which needs to happen. NATO is the political military arm of the globalists, of the unelected EU, of Ursula von der Leyen, with all their police state and arresting women that complain about Muslims raping them, you name it. It is a nightmare. It is the new evil empire. And so this is great what's happening. The problem is they're going to stage false flags, NATO. Starmer, Macron, all of them, the Northern Group. So this is a very dangerous time. I'd say the most dangerous time, and all the analysts agree, the world's ever been in. Now I'm going to shut up and go to Victor Boot, who has been a very successful businessman and run all sorts of operations around the world. He's been a former political prisoner here in the United States, and we really appreciate him coming on. He's also an elected regional leader, and so we're honored to have him on with us at this time. As this potentially world-ending crisis hopefully can be dialed back. And it's the EU's business plan, they've said, to have war with Russia. It is just beyond tyrannical. And so, Victor Boot, I really appreciate you joining us. I also open the phones up, so we're going to take some calls and questions coming up after the break in about 20 minutes. But I want to get your unfiltered, obvious take on where we are. Did I say anything you think is inaccurate? And what can people in Europe, Russia, America, the UK, what can we do to, you know, really get people, I think, out of this malaise that think Ukraine and Russia's, you know, on Mars or something, when really it's affecting the whole planet. You've got all the nuclear submarines deployed. You got the DEFCON right up at the highest level with both nations. You have NATO openly trying to drag us into this war completely. give us your overall analysis of what you think we should do, and what do you think NATO and the Northern Group and the unelected EU dictatorship are going to do when their demographics, their numbers show that they're collapsing if they don't have this war, in their own words. That's why this is so dangerous, obviously, is because this is all they've got. Victor Booth, thanks for being here.
Hi, Alex. Nice to be again with you. You know, for the past, 1.5 years, we've been talking about this, how, you know, all, you know, common sense people in the planet can prevent this catastrophe, this, you know, all-out nuclear war. And what's really going on, it's not eventually a, you know, full war, Russia with Ukraine. It's basically war with the globalists for the future of entire humanity. Now the old mask is off, and for us it's very good news and hope that at least, you know, Trump got enough courage and enough, you know, stamina and enough balls, you know, to go through and, you know, really understood the core of this issue. And now I would say, you know, overestimate, but I think we have not only light in the end of the tunnel, now we have a concrete solution. And this is now the fight, basically, with the, you know, Trump's sworn-in staunch enemies of globalists, or Democratic Party, who actually now using London as their main headquarters to plotting against not only America's future, against the future of entire humanity. And now what is happening last day? Look, today was very interesting news. I just noticed there was a tamp on the life of the Mendij. This is guy who was in epicenter, in the ground zero of this corruption scandal with Zelensky, who apparently left just a couple hours before he'd been arrested to Israel. And apparently somebody tried to kill him. You know, somebody, who is somebody who tried to kill him? Zelensky himself. And this is why. Because if Mendij start talking about all the corruption scheme, then it's over. You know, not only for Zelensky as a regime, but it's eventually for his personal life. But this is a domino effect, because after Zelensky, you guess who gonna come next? It's all Democratic Party, starting with the you know, Biden family, getting to the all European leaders. We're talking about Macron, we're talking about Steinmeier, we're talking about, you know, every leader who came to Kiev. For what? Just to grab the cash, just to get their cut of money they've been sending there. So Ukraine was existing for past 12 years minimum. It's the biggest in the history laundry machine. And they, we know for well that Democratic Party used to, you know, launder money through as an assistant to the, you know, Ukraine, getting a kickback, a huge kickback. On my opinion, you know, Zelensky was just operator. He was getting a small portion of it. And believe me, soon we will know who was a mastermind of this laundry machine, the biggest corruption scheme, which is stolen, you know, embezzled, misused, misspent, the huge amount. Think of this. If Trump saying it's already cost to American taxpayer over $350 billion, about $200 billion spent in Europe. Can you imagine what kind of the money was spent? But they've been not spent. Actually, they've been laundered.
And Victor, is crazy. They don't even hide it. Hundreds of top officials, generals, have bought $30 million, $50 million, $60 million mansions in L.A. and Miami and New York and huge estates. And then Zelensky's got like a $1 billion luxury ski resort, and they're expanding. He openly owns it himself. I mean, gosh almighty. I mean, it's just the arrogance. It's crazy.
But you're absolutely right. And this is so many facts that we already sick and tired, you know, to watch that the in Monaco, the biggest, you know, most expensive, you know, luxury cars apparently have an Ukrainian number plates, correct? We now know, oh, Ukraine apparently selling all the weapons, which is America and the allies was sending to them, including the Mexican cartels.
And oh, listen to this. I know some of the richest people in the world, and they tell me in these certain areas of Italy alone that they're all being outbid by Ukrainians that literally don't just all have Ferraris. They've got $20 million, $50 million, $100 million palaces, castles, in Italy. I mean, right. and then Don Jr. talked about it. He goes to these big global events, and he's literally almost every car is Ukrainian, and they're like $3 million cars. It's just a giant sick joke.
Yeah, it's not only a giant sick joke, but think of this. Since, Trump campaign on his first term, you know, all scandals either originated or was sponsored or was executed by Ukraine, correct? And now, till now, Ukraine is a, you know, sent in front of all troubles we're going through because they've been a very useful operators for these global elites. It's again the fight with the globalists. And the Trump, because he decided now and declared the open out, all out war with the globalists, you know, now there is no turning point back. Now we see even how big difference happened for past several days when the Trump openly declared, which he put in his national, you know, security strategy. This is basically, for me, I'm reading this as declaration of war to the globalists. And this is maybe the biggest hope humanity have for the past, you know, 60 years to really get rid of this cabal who was trying and destroying, you know, humanity, impeding our progress, you know, always staging the coups, always starting the wars, bringing on people, different financial crises.
And Victor, let me just stop you and back you up because you said something so important here. In the last 48 hours, every major globalist publication in the U.S., Europe, the U.K. says Trump is our enemy. Trump is a Russian agent. Trump betrayed us. Trump is flip sides. They are in full panic mode right now because they won't have any negotiations. They say they want an endless war. Trump's done a real negotiation. So is Russia. And it's very reasonable. In fact, this is a great deal for Ukraine and all sorts of deals. So absolutely. So now that the Rubicon's been crossed, I totally agree. And Europe and the deputy head of the EU is literally saying Trump is an enemy now. They called him an enemy Sunday night. What does that signify when they're now calling America the enemy? What the hell is this?
That's right. And I would be not surprised. You remember once we've been discussing with you that, you know, maybe very soon United States of America and Russian Federation will join, you know, forces and start commonly fighting European, you know, the nest of this globalist. You know, it's not Ukraine who is a problem. It's a globalist who's been in on a problem. This is a globalist who not only enemy of the Russia, but they are most staunch enemies of the America, of the future America. They've been behind of the denuclearization, of the, you know, deindustrialization of America to bringing as much drugs. Who sponsored illegal immigration? Who sponsored, you know, the trade deficits? Who was, you know, sending all the industrial might of United States to China? You know the answer.
Absolutely. They admit we've been sabotaged, and it's all out in the open. And I've seen numbers of up of 80% of the Europeans say when they try conscription, they're just going to flee or refuse. So also, Europe's a paper tiger. Europe can only... go ahead.
Not only this. You know, they committed basically, you know, economical suicide by destroying opportunity to get the cheap Russian, you know, resources of energy. Now, look, if Germany 4 years ago was a really one of the industrial, you know, superpower, which is a high-tech, you know, expert capacities, with the machinery amazing, with the automotive sector in industry, you know, strong enough to compete with everybody. Now, right now, they are losing every, you know, couple months, you know, thousands and thousands of businesses.
And that's another key point. Not only they blow up Nord Stream and then refuse the Russian oil and gas, but they cut off basically all their coal plants where Mercedes can't even run but a few hours a day. They're literally committing suicide.
Correct. But you see, if this is a cult, you know, satanic cult who want to commit suicide, but first, you know, sacrifice entire humanity. What heck we have to do with them is only way, you know, for us to join the forces and, you know, get rid of them. And believe me, we will liberate again, you know, Europe, because now they under the tight control of the non-elected official. Who elected von der Leyen? Nobody. Who appointed this European commissars? Nobody. So this is exactly, you know, communist plot, you know, but now, you know, resurface in Europe. And we need to do something because look at their core ideology. This is nothing short of Trotskyites, you know, the military communism style.
Well, let's be clear. You show your astuteness. For people that don't know, when Russia kicked out Trotsky, he ran to Mexico. He got killed there. And then they literally sent in their operatives to take over the key universities and the conservative movement and the left. And it is the neocons. When you said we're going to find out who's behind it, it's the neocons, you know, going back to right. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are the masterminds with British intelligence, who, for those that don't know, has been trying to take down Russia for 400 years, that are literally running all of this. And it's just it's absolutely outrageous.
Correct. And now we know this, you know, all the international elites, you know, all their, you know, secretive societies, whether it's Bilderberg Group, whether it's, you know, Committee 300, Tri-Party Commission, you know, Commission for International Affairs, Tavistock Institute, or Illuminati, whoever you name this. For us, this is a real enemy of the humanity. This is those who, you know, put on us, you know, their aiming devices, and they don't want to negotiate. They want to either destroy us or enslave us. And this is true for the people of America. This is true for people of the Russia. This is true for entire humanity who do not buy the idea.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear.
See them as our masters.
Soros and all the globalists, everybody knows this, but I'm going to repeat it, have come to Russia and said, look, just let us teach transgenderism and LGBT pedophilia. Let us have control, and we'll let you into the markets and leave you alone and stop trying to overthrow you. And even the Hollywood elites say, no, Russia is back to its Christian roots. That's why it must be destroyed. So they pressure Russia to have the open borders. They pressure Poland, which was getting on board, and so now they've put in their people there. It's the same thing. It's the same globalists attacking us all, and this is a cultural, religious, historic issue, and you're right. We should absolutely have a cultural alliance. That's what's beautiful about Viktor Orban and Eastern Europe. Banning Soros, kicking them out, they're outside powers. This is happening, and we're so close, but the enemy's dangerous. If they're cornered, Victor Boot, what are they going to do? I'm really worried about false flags. Even a nuclear false flag to blame Russia.
Correct. And now it's really most dangerous period we ever eventually come in the recent, you know, 100 years, you know, history, or when we've got, you know, nuclear arms era. And this is why, because look, the elites now in really in a panic mode, and they understand this is end of it, because all their crimes now coming to the surface. People not stupid. You cannot, you know, forever fool them up. And now they see for real face who they are, these globalists, what they're doing, you know, all their plans. And most important, you know, when the life of the normal Europeans, whether it's in France, whether it's in Britain, whether it's in Germany, whether it's in Belgium, become really very, very noticeably dropped for last 5 years, tremendously, no security. No, you know, before you come to Europe, they used to wash, you know, sidewalks with the shampoo. Now it's all filthy place, you know, it's all, you know, overrun and controlled by the illegal immigrants or legal immigrants gangs. There is a high rampant criminality going on, attacking, you know, robbing people, mugging people. It's normal. And this is Europe is no more there, which we used to know the Europe. And the Europeans now become like a foreign people in their own country. And this is true for almost all Europe, starting from Luxembourg, you know, name it, anywhere you go, Italy, Spain, either there is.
And by the way, it was declassified in the 70s that leftists in the CIA said, Western culture is too beautiful, the architecture, all of it. We have to demonize it and make it ugly. And literally, when Tucker comes over to Russia and says it's so beautiful, things are so amazing, And then they go, oh, how dare you, how dare you say that's pretty? I mean, look at this, just one of the churches in Russia. It's the aesthetics. It's we all know it's beautiful. And then the left attacks this, and the Muslims all want to burn this down. It sends them into rages. Why is that? Why do they want to kill anything beautiful?
Well, because again, you know, Russia stood for always, you know, only one obstacle of their total world domination, you know. And despite their all attempts of staging the coup with the communism in Russia, staging, you know, trying to destroy the Soviet Union, you know, Russia, even despite being in a turmoil, always found the strength to understand, hey, hold on, guys, this is went too far. You know, we've been able to finally concentrate, you know, and solve this issue. Especially when we've got a leader who's thinking, first of all, of the future of this nation and thinking, first of all, not about how much I can personally make money or how much I can steal, but what I can leave, you know, to the future generation, how I can bring this country to the better and more, you know, prosperous condition.
Which is the real wealth. The real wealth is the culture. And from the numbers I've seen, I've not been over there, but I see it. Under pressure, Russia has become stronger, not weaker.
Correct. This sanction, of course, they had an effect. I wouldn't say that they don't bite us, but it's only make us stronger. Our economy do not collapse. We've been able to withstand all this, you know, 27,852 sanctions. You know, they are literally now trying to steal the frozen Russian, you know, central bank, you know, funds at Euroclear in Belgium. France already confiscated 20 billion and spent it, you know. So, but guess what? When this conflict is over, they have to pay the bill. And this would be the most interesting issue, how they're going to pay it and what would be with these elites who, for all these years, you know, those elites who've been brought there mainly by the financing or using finance from the Soros Foundation, from different globalist foundation, they are basically all these leaders, they are stooges of the globalists. They are just, you know, puppets in their head. And now, main issue, we're going to see when we need to bring their masters to answer and to be held responsible for what they did for entire humanity.
And that's why they're so desperate, because they know that we understand they've got to be dealt with, not even out of vengeance. We can't let it come back. I mean, it's got to...
Correct. We need now, look, because World War II was not, you know, finished, where Soviet Union alone was not able to completely, you know, eliminate the Nazis. You know that the Operation Paperclip, when the Americans actually brought in what? 40,000 Nazi scientists and all these Nazi, you know, most important people who basically did everything from the von Braun, you know, space program up to the old psychological technologies like shock therapy, I mean, name it.
Victor Boone, stay right there. Absolutely. It's not that the Nazis ran us. We took the spirit of them in. And our elites took them in to let them, you know.
It's like a virus. Look, it's like a virus run away from lab.
That's right. I need you to support the broadcast financially. And I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to theAustinStore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works and is good and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to theAustinStore.com now and get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product. And these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God, that I'm like, I need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death overtime. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the you've got it. Now we see the now you've got it. Now we see the you've got it.
We're going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Victor Boot, regional leader, elected leader in Russia, famous businessman, former political prisoner, military man. When you say this is the most dangerous period in the last 100 years, I 100% agree with you, and so do all the other top analysts, Rand Corporation, everybody. The globalists don't ever give up. And so I wanted you to just recap what you think the main dangers are in this current zone and what Trump should do, what we should do, what everybody should do to defeat these people.
Well, first of all, globalists now really feel themselves in a panic mode. They like create, you know, corner it, will start launching and trying to attack in the last, you know, attempt to get out of this, you know. So most probably what they might try to pull through, it's again attempt on the life of the Trump, attempt on the life of the leaders like Orban. Definitely, they would dream to try to attempt on the life of the Putin. So, you know, now all these people who are around these leaders, and our most probably know that very well, you know, they're doing utmost to prevent it. Because look, don't forget, all these globalists has their cell implanted all over the world, including in Russia. And we saw how they use it when they tried to attack our strategic bombers. You know, it's definitely not the job of Ukrainians. It's the job of the British intelligence services. So this is where we have to be very, very cautious what's going on for the next, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, until finally, you know, Trump will force, you know, the globalists to accept the condition and finally, you know, end this war on the conditions which he requested from him. And Russia, long time ago, said this is why we need to finish on those conditions. This is a root cause of the problem of this war. And Russia started this conflict because they want to finish this war. And this war was meant, planted, and, you know, planned and prepared since maybe, you know, 20 years ago. That's why they invested huge money to start, you know, make from Ukraine that, you know, a capable tool of trying to launch on Russia, attacking on people first, provoking Russia, creating all the condition. And now, who is Ukraine? It's not only hugest laundry machine. But this is now a new source of criminality for maybe decades to come. Look what's happening in Russia. It's very simple. Think of this. Ukraine running a huge call centers. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people, because they speak in fluent Russian, they're calling Russians. And they're saying, hey, you know, we are just, you know, changing your, you know, this doorbell speaker. Look, we're going to send you the code. Tell us this code. And then, you know, we will activate your stuff. So some people been duped into this, you know, providing them code because, and then apparently they penetrated their system, which we have a state service which you can request, you know, your passport, register your car, get certificate, birth certificate of your children, you know, enroll into different, you know, welfare program, you know, request appointment with a doctor. I mean, basically, you know, the program which Russia created on the smartphone literally eliminated all bureaucracy, which we've been suffering for a long time ago. And they're trying to have this enter the, you know, the code so they can penetrate. And then another colleague pretending that he is from law enforcement. Oh, unfortunately, your account in the Gosuslugi was, you know, broken. Now you're in danger. Now they get access to your bank accounts. You need quickly, you know, cash out all money or transfer to the safe account.
Steal. So total cyber warfare, fifth generation warfare. For those who don't know, it is confirmed. Go ahead.
And these become a epidemic proportions. Now we need, you know, our legislature has to take a special law to prevent, to limit all these foreign calls. Now why we have many messengers are blocked, because they're using the messengers, calling, pretending who they are. Now they went.
And that's just one level of this, of the asymmetrical warfare. Same with the globalists, open borders, the crime, the judges letting murderers out, all of it's to destabilize society, to tire out the public so they can be run over. But look at Ukraine. Unprecedented human trafficking, sex slavery, women and children, organ harvesting. I mean, it has become just a wild, wild west of evil.
Okay. Just, you know, beginning of, just in the middle of last week, I was on the presentation of another report of the crimes of the Ukrainian neo-Nazi regime, which did to the children and to civilian in
the Kursk area. I was going to raise that. What about reports that they're taking mentally retarded children and then sending them out, they don't even know, with suicide bombs on them to blow up Russian troops?
Correct. That's also, you know, the facts. And the fact, you know, what they're doing, if the Ukrainians who staying in the territory where the fight is coming up, refusing to go, they're just killing them. They're killing own people. How come they're talking about Ukrainian nation if the soldiers who's supposed to protect own population killing them because they are refusing to evacuate? And when the Russian comes, they said, oh, finally, our boys come. What is, and they telling you, when you see what they're telling, this evidence, you know, the older
women. Oh, I've seen the videos of putting down syndrome in the front lines. Let me ask this before we go to calls. I mean, obviously, if Russia wanted to take it all, it could, but it doesn't want to bring NATO in. It doesn't want it all. It wants to just get a deal and stop NATO expansion. That's been from the beginning. It's been very clear cut. But clearly the Ukrainian military's already collapsed over the last year. It's totally collapsed now. Russia's making the biggest gains ever. How long could Zelensky hold on anyways? As Trump has said, he doesn't have any of the cards. How long? And I mean, what do you think Russian strategy is going to be when Trump pulls out NATO support, but then NATO, you know, continues this?
Well, the strategy is very simple. They understood they already lost it. And instead of going and save the life of the people, they are soldiers. And another one, they're trying to launch all reserve they've got. They're trying to play the game. They're hoping some, you know, miracle will turn Trump, you know, 180 degrees and restart all this lavish support, you know, packages so they can again, you know, embezzle it, steal it, biggest part. And then, you know,
so bottom
send
line,
new
they
troops.
Know they've lost, but they're all stealing so much money, the EU and all of them.
Right.
They're just, they'll just go as long as they can.
Correct. Just what recently, what Zelensky said. Yeah, I'm good. I decided to go for election. Oh, give me 60 days. But for these 60 days, I need to Trump guaranteeing that Russia will not attack us. So let's get the truth so I can able, you know, to squeeze and win this election. What kind of democracy we're talking about? There is no opposition left in Ukraine. You cannot express your opinion. You would be either arrested or killed, you know, or you're forced to exile. And this is so-called democracy. This is what European.
Yeah, they're
going
to hold an election during a martial law, banned all the political opposition, took over the Orthodox Church, took over all the media, and then he says if NATO sends in security, which is the cover for the invasion, then he'll have an election. It's just it's all preposterous. I want to take some calls, but just getting back to the Nazis.
Okay,
we're not. And I know you know your history. I'm not speaking for me. Correct me if you disagree. But we're not saying the Nazis run the West. We're saying at the end of World War II. You have 39,000, 45,000 top Nazis in every area brought over, and then because they'd follow orders, put in all these positions of power. And so much of everything we see in our medicine, our culture, our brainwashing was the very worst stuff the Nazis developed. And so there's literally that ghost in the machine of that. And then you had Zelensky famously 3 years ago, hey, your main military is Nazis. He said, yeah, they're Nazis. That's no problem. So you know, the idea that this isn't, that's where a lot of World War II got fought, for those that don't know, is in Ukraine. And then you have the Nazi side, you have the Russian side. And so that's back to this. And you have Nazi SS officers being given, you know, standing ovations in Parliament and in Canada saying, oh, he fought the Russians in World War II. Well, what are you thinking? So did Canada. So yeah, the level of this is just insane. You got caught up on the brakes saying it's a virus, this Nazism. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what is the main, you know, source of this conflict. Look, they intentionally kept, especially in Canada, all these Bandera followers who was able to keep their ideology to bring up a new generation, you know, who absorb these ideas of these, you know, Bandera was even worse than Nazis. Look at the memoirs, even on the German, you know, army generals, they would say that the crime which committed by Bandera, you know, troops was so, you know, terrific that even those, you know, seen everything German criminals would say this is way too much. And these people who committed Volyn, you know, massacre, who killed the Jews in Lvov, who created and been the one police force who exterminated so much his own people. And at the same time, they destroyed so many. They are one of the most, you know, active force who've been doing Holocaust for the Jew nation. And they also did a genocide to the Russians, to Ukrainians, to any other nationalities. And now,
well, I'm studying,
you know,
World War II, and they said the Ukrainian Nazis, Heinrich Himmler and all of them, were like, they're the best. They would, like, do anything.
Look, for last, you know, since independence, they come back to Ukraine, start, you know, getting the new followers. And finally, when they took control, what they did? First, they went and write all history books. You would be surprised, but they are claiming that the Ukrainians, ancient Ukrainians, actually, they dig up a Black Sea. You would believe this? They build the pyramids. You know, everything invented in the world by done by them. They
it's
are
like
most
the Somalis
smartest.
Saying they discovered Minnesota 3,000 years ago.
That's basically true. Yeah, anything is anything good in the world. Apparently, there is a ancient Ukrainian, you know, who did it. You know.
Wow. Let's take a few calls. Absolutely incredible. But we're in the main danger zone. I totally agree. We got Miss Lou, Dave, Charlie, Mike, Jonathan, Jack, and Sean. Just want to get your question, and we're going to move on there. Let's appreciate you calling in. Let's talk to Dave, calling in the U.S. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Great guest, former VIP member. Love the network. Love everything you do. Can I do a quick Bible verse? Ephesians 5:11.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not censoring your call. You're on air right now. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. So I appreciate you and Victor planting seeds. So here's my very specific question. As a student of history, I know that in 2022, four areas of Ukraine, the Russian-speaking Ukrainians voted to annex themselves and join the Russian Federation. I don't think most people know that. Could Victor give us an on-the-ground, on-the-boots, pun intended, perspective of what the Ukrainians wanted to do in 2022? Thank you so much.
Sure. I mean, this is known that the NATO-backed Ukrainians were attacking the Russian to get Russia to come in. I mean, you want to recap that, Victor?
Look, half of the question was garbled on my side, so I did it early here.
I'm sorry, he was asking about what NATO did through the Ukrainian puppets to attack Eastern Ukrainian Russians to escalate.
Well, first of all, let's say that we know even from this corruption scandal, even these people in the heart of the, you know, regime are speaking among them on Russian. So I would say 80% of the Ukrainian population speaking at home and thinking on Russian. So, you know, just to tell that they all this different nation, you know, we're still considering Ukrainians as our, you know, same people. Because we understand each other, you know, we're sharing so much common. So to say that they are completely foreign to us are absolutely wrong. Of course, look, they intentionally, those followers of Banderas, when they took a control since independence and start rewriting the history, start, you know, teaching in the children camps, you know, hatred ideology of this, you know, Nazi and neo-Nazi, you know, remembering their grandfathers who've been in, you know, SS troops fighting for Nazis, who are bragging that they've been killing Jews left and right, you know, and killing their, you know, children because they've been apparently of Jewish descent, who burning alive entire villages. You know, those just came and tried to repeat again the atrocities which with which Ukrainians went to Donbass. You know, appalled own population beyond the belief to say, what? We've been thinking that you are our brothers and you killing our women, our children.
It's all set up to drag Russia in. You're absolutely right from the history.
Correct.
Let's go to, and you spoke of this, the Carnegie Endowment, back when they were manipulating the Soviet Union, said the ultimate power block would be the Soviet Union, the United States, geographically, militarily, technology. But then when the Russians weren't communists anymore, now they're the big enemy. But geographically, militarily, a U.S.-Russian alliance would clearly dominate the world through soft power, through technology, through control of the ports, right, the regions. It's definitely what the globalists don't want. So Mike wants to ask about backing Putin Trump. Is creating a new global order. Then we have Miss Liu on the same issue, relations between Russia and CCP after New Deal, which does cut off China. Let's just be clear about that, which is why it's a smart move by Trump. Mike in California, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be on the show. Listen, I'm just so excited. I mean, hearing Trump last night and then getting this information this morning, it just seems like we got the momentum going and it's finally, you know, catching up speed. My son goes, ships out in February for basic, and we've been talking about this going on, and I've been saying, you know, Russia is, they're like America. They, you know, they're promoting the family, they're Christian based, they got organic farming, you know, they're super supportive of their people. I mean, this is a group that we need to be with, not be against, you know. You look
and,
at
and
Europe,
80% of it is untapped. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's like the big...
We get over there with our machinery and our guys to help, and we create a union. I mean, this could provide peace for the world for generations. And and explore things. I mean, I think what Trump really needs to do is he really needs to go on the super offense. He needs to be talking.
No, I totally agree. I mean, let's just say, and I don't want to compare Russia to Obama, you see it both ways, but the U.S. is still dominant, not for long, unless we make this move. Russia is like Marilyn Monroe, man. It's like waiting. And that's why the globalists want it. Europe says, we're going to get it. That's our business plan. Mm-hmm. We don't need to go kill the Russians. They'll make deals with us. We just need to make an alliance. Like the old smart empires married their sons and daughters. They didn't kill each other. Go ahead, caller, and then Victor Boots take on it.
No, and then
No, Victor, go ahead.
No, look, you're absolutely right. Think of this. We're not only, two big countries, because Russia the biggest, but look on the geography, look on the, map. Basically, we're neighbors. Think of this. We together will start to really, go and develop and explore the Arctic region. It's amazing, storage of energy. It's amazing storage of the rare earth minerals. Think of the technologies.
But then if you study geopolitics, the U.S. dominates this hemisphere. Russia, just geographically in all the war games, has Europe, Central Asia, everything. That is unstoppable right there.
Correct. And we can be a force which stabilizes, which can really make humanity to, make a leap, go through, really to solve all the problems with the health, to solve the problems with the food, to eliminate the, poverty in the world, and finally focus our efforts, not only preparing and plotting to fight and kill each other, but go and explore other planets and other, galaxies. It's all there. It's just, sky is the limit. If we really, stop with the globalist cabal who was distracting and impeding development of the humanity.
That's right. It's all true. It's in all the actuaries. We're not
trying to destroy the family.
Totally, totally. Thank you, Mike. Miss Lou on the similar area, relations between Russia and CCP after New Deal. Notice Trump's new national security directive says we'll have a rapprochement with China. If we get the deal with Russia, because then we've won, and so is Russia, economically, and then we're nice to China, because now it'll be put in a position where it can't take over, then we'll make a deal with them. I mean, it's a beautiful plan, Victor. I want to go to Miss Lou, but I want you to speak to that. I already heard you give a prelude to it. Miss Lou, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for the call. And thank you, Victor, also. I do want to say that I believe, in my opinion, my mother worked for Ronald Reagan, so I go way back on studying communism, and I believe the U.S.'s number one existential enemy is the CCP. And I think they can play ball out of their mouths, but what they actually do with it is going to be completely opposite. And so we cannot trust them. That is my opinion. First of all, they have just cut a deal with Qatar, call it Qatar, however, to create biolabs. So there you go. There's the Red-Green Alliance. And I think that we are also in a position through NVIDIA to be selling back high-end chips to China. So much of this doesn't make sense, and I know...
Well, let's explain it. The EU is in bed with China to a great extent. Russia's been forced to be in bed because of the attack. And long term, it hurts the West. It hurts everybody to do this. And so that's why another reason the EU wants this war to go, because if you study all the stuff going back 80 years, it's not new. A Russia-U.S. alliance is the perfect checkmate operation. That's why they don't want it. That's why General Flynn for 20 years has been saying this is the obvious move. Closing comment, I'll go back to Victor Boot.
No, I hear what you're saying, Alex. I worry about the American corporatists, because in 2022, I believe it was, when Xi Jinping showed up in San Francisco, they all kissed his ring. They like the China model. Globalist corporatists, they want the China model.
No, I know. Obviously, China's what can expand power, project power, and so we have to look at that, but obviously... Well, it's a long story, but I agree with you. Victor Boot, go ahead.
Well, think of this. The China problem was, again, if we know the roots of it, is, again, globalists who created this balance, who forced American, you know, biggest corporation, multinational corporation, to close their old factories of production in America and move to China. Now, of course, there is a huge disbalance because China right now accounts for 35% of the global industrial production output. Think of this, it's unthinkable. And now, of course, we need to balance. And if we balance, because this is a policy of the Trump, the same policy, the true, you know, we don't want just to buy the Chinese product. We want them manufacture it in Russia. We want them manufacture it, you know, in Russia and in Russia and buy what we really need and sell to them also our, not only energy, but also our, you know, products, high machinery, you know, engines for airplanes, maybe airplanes, something else.
Well, that's so right. China sees it as weaken Russia, weaken America, prop up the EU, and instead, the only way to win the game is not to fight. Instead, we just make a big deal, and Russia's already said, first dibs, come in here and do all this. It's beautiful. It needs to happen.
Correct. And look, we are neighbors with Russia. And this is what Trump also saying. Why not to trade? It's better. But we need to balance. We need to discuss the condition. We need to make a fair condition for trade, not on this globalist, you know, free trade. Then, you know, you take an invasion and killing your industry. So nobody now anymore able to produce textile. And now what's going on with the automotive industry? Yes, of course, it should be, you know, carefully planned, carefully done. And if it's a mutual beneficial cooperation and beneficial trade with both countries, whether it's China and America or China and Russia, benefits. You know, don't forget there is also India there, you know, sitting and waiting their turn to be an, you know, huge world superpower with industrial might, you know. This definitely, there is a lot of the space for everybody, but we need to have a fair condition. We need to stop these globalists to play all the countries against each other. We need to stop them to manipulate, basically, you know, financial system. We need to stop them destroying and poisoning, you know, with their, you know, big pharma, you know, our children and our food supplies and our, you know, drug, you know, supplies and medicine. Then everything will go normally because there is, you know, guess what? Entire humanity has a common sense, which is exactly the same, whether it's for Russians, whether it's for Americans, whether it's for normal Germans, French, or
absolutely. We all have aligned common goals as pro-humanity. I know you've been here for an hour. This is so powerful. Do 5 more minutes because I want to take a few more calls with Victor Boot. And you got to get a website. I know you're a regional leader and all that stuff, but man, it's always
coming
because you're definitely
coming. It's coming also.
We love it. Yeah. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the, you know, middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 3 posters I designed, 2 I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace With Evil, you know, same Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
If you are receiving receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.